Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
I'm claiming it, the world's only happiness specialist. That's right, happiness specialist. And what does that mean? Who is she? Rebecca L. Norrington, huh? Hand hits the head, side of the head. Well, woo-wee, years and years, decades and decades ago, I made a commitment. I made a request. I asked the universe, I said, when you blow out the candles on your birthday cake, I just wanted to be happy. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And you all know what happens when you throw that question out and you throw that question out and you request something from the universe. You always get answers. You might not get the answers your ego wants. You might not get the answers that feel comfortable, but this quest, this search, this journey for happiness has taken me decades to get to this point, and it's ongoing. Let me just say this. It is a never-ending practice. Happiness is a practice skill. Let me repeat that for my new listeners. Happiness is a practice skill. And like any other practice, any other skill, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. That you can do it with your eyes closed, both hands tied behind your back, one eye open, one eye closed. It is a practice. And the practice becomes, okay, so what you practice determines your level, not your level, it determines how much you experience happiness. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about sitting down and being okay with yourself, being okay with life, being okay with what's happening, being okay with what's not happening. In other words, looking in the mirror and feeling a sense of satisfaction, looking in the mirror and feeling a sense of peace and contentment. Looking in the mirror and feeling okay about that person in the mirror and all the things that you've experienced and looking forward to all, looking forward to life, being okay with life, embracing life, enjoying life. And I'm not talking about enjoying life when things are just rosy and everything is working out your way. I'm talking about a sense of peace and contentment when things are not working out the way our ego tells us. You know, there's a plan, there's the ego's plan, and there is a bigger plan. This happiness that I'm talking about, that I'm discussing, that I've been discussing for decades now, is about how to remain peaceful, how to be at peace regardless of what happens. And, you know, as a happiness specialist, I am practicing 24/7, well, every waking moment. I don't know about the dreams, but I'm telling you, every waking moment, I am in a state of practice, unless I'm zoning out, looking at television. Honestly, even looking at television, because sometimes when I look at TV, I start judging. I start judging the characters. I start judging, you know, I look at a lot of sports shows, sports analysts. I don't look at them anymore because, I don't know why everything is just so political. And so I start judging, and I know that all judgment subtracts from happiness. So if I'm put in a situation where I can make a choice of whether I am going to judge or not, I just choose not to watch television because it's just too much judgment. Unless I'm watching Impractical Jokers or unless I'm watching a comedy show where it's impossible to judge. But when I'm saying this because I want to let you know that I have to practice too. I'm constantly practicing. I'm constantly practicing, honing in, getting better, not scratch that getting better, because better is a label and all labels subtract from happiness. Let me say this, expanding, and it is becoming easier. One of the things that I share on the show are concrete tools, formulas for happiness. And this formula for happiness requires just one element, just one person, one entity, and it's you. It's the individual. No one else can make you happy. No one else can make you unhappy. No circumstances, what someone else does, nothing, none of that has an effect on your happiness. I know you were taught, I know you were programmed to believe that circumstances can make you feel a certain way, but I'm here to tell you that that is not the truth. The truth is you have the power to vibrate whatever energy you choose to. The question becomes how committed and the question becomes how much control does your ego have over your feelings, how you're feeling, how you're vibrating, your perspective, your focus, your preferences. The ego is in charge of, and I talk about the ego, but it's that other voice, that critical voice, that voice in, you know, we have two entities. We have the universal voice, influence, and then we have the influence, the man-made egotistical influence, where the ego is saying, hey, there's something wrong here. This is wrong. This isn't right. This needs to change. I'm not comfortable with this. I don't agree. You know, on and on. I'm not satisfied. When I say there's something wrong, finding something wrong in any moment with any reason or excuse, it's so easy to do. But when I share with you that you have the power, that the only person is the only person that you can see in the mirror, unless you're stuck to someone else, there's only one person looking in that mirror, and it's you. The more you become self-aware, The more you expand your consciousness, the more you are open to believing different beliefs, different practices, the more you are open. Being rigid really keeps you in a state. The more you grow, the more different you are, meaning how different are you from last week, last month, 6 months ago from today? And if you don't have an answer for that, and if you're not charting your growth or recognizing your growth or paying attention and celebrating your growth, then you're missing out on another level of happiness. You could be, scratch what I just said about you're missing out. You're in the right spot, my dear audience. You're in the right spot. Well, what I'm here to share is a different way to look at life. That's what this show is, a different perspective. I was having a conversation with a woman in the locker room yesterday. I was just finished teaching my water class, and so we were in the locker room just chatting. And I wasn't chatting. I was really listening. I was just listening, because when I'm out in public, I do a lot of listening, unless somebody asks me a question. And what did she say? She said, this is what she was talking about. She said, she was talking about where she lived, and she mentioned that, or someone could break into your house. And, you never know when someone can break into your house. You never know when your house is going to get robbed. You never know when you're going to be the victim of a crime. I mean, she was, and I'm not quoting her, but I'm paraphrasing. So she was very active in keeping in her head that she could be a victim of a crime. She could be, to prepare for it. You know, just very focused on that, and it was very entrenched and ingrained. And she says, "Well, what do you think?" So she asked me my question, because I'm not going to be yakety yakking in public unless someone asks me a question, or unless I'm just talking about nonsense. So she says, "Well, what do you think?" And I said, "Well, I don't think like that. I don't think about, number one, the future and the possibility of a crime being committed against me in the future. Now, it may happen. Who knows? I have no idea what's going to happen. But I don't, I don't actively think about, okay, it could be a crime committed against me, and now I've got to prepare. Listen, I am prepared, but I wouldn't even have that conversation. Those words wouldn't even come out of my mouth, especially talking to anyone else." And I told her that. I said, "I don't think that way." And she says, "What do you mean?" And so I explained to her what I just said. And it looked like she heard something that she never heard before. And she says, "I never thought about it like that." I said, "Because when you put things out, when you throw things out into the universe, it's a vibration that you are throwing out. This vibration of being afraid of somebody breaking in or somebody robbing you or doing some harm to you is a vibration. So it's that vibration that you're putting out. Anyway, I'm saying all that to say, I'm sharing all that to say, all I do on this show is offer another perspective. I'm not pretending to have all the answers, but I definitely have answers. The universe gives me answers for my personal journey. And all I'm doing is sharing, because some of this stuff that I'm sharing may work for you. One of the things, but the evidence is here. Happiness, there is a formula for it. And to experience more happiness, you eliminate all of the behaviors that subtract from happiness, and then you practice behaviors that add to it. The topic of today's show, I can't believe I'm getting to the topic 20 minutes into the show, but you know me, long-winded, especially when it comes to this topic. The topic for today's show is is this real? Is everything in order? Is everything really in order? I just got back from a road trip, went back to California. That's right, I was on a road trip, stayed for about a week, came back to Oregon, and it's just a different vibe in California than it is in Oregon. Well, at least where I live in Oregon, a very small community. But the vibe is really different in California. There's, you know, number one, you have to wear a mask 24/7. Inside, outside, upside down, inside down. Now, I have my personal opinion about it. But what I've noticed is, people, let me say this. I've noticed a lot of things. I've noticed that people are, not everyone, but are a little bit more tense, anxious, angry, irritated, bothered, less patient. You know, there's a whole list of what's going on now with this pandemic. And the other thing that I've noticed is everyone has an opinion, including myself, about what other people should be doing in regards to wearing a mask, don't wearing a mask. And when I say this, my point is that if people see, I found that if people see someone else not exercising or not behaving in the way that they would, then they're bothered. I remember hearing a story, it was yesterday, and there was a gentleman that went to a farmer's market, and the farmer's market was outside, and he refused to put a mask on. He said, I'm outside, no one could make me, freedom, you know, all of the reasons, and I totally get it. I totally understand it. And I understand the people that feel compelled to wear masks also. So what I had to do is accept both sides, both viewpoints, both opinions, because that we're all so different. We're all so different. We are as different as our fingerprints. And acceptance, one of the things that you want to practice if you want to be happier, if you want to feel happier, if you want to feel more peace, is practicing accepting others and the way they think and how they behave. And then sometimes people, you know, because I've had this conversation, say, well, they're putting everyone in jeopardy. Well, if you feel that someone else is putting you in jeopardy, then that means that you don't have control over what you are doing. That means that someone else, it's like someone else being responsible for your happiness. No, if you really have a concern, then you either, number one, you do not go out, right, until all of this is over, until we have a vaccine, or however this is going to play out. Or you go out. In fact, when I was in California, I saw five of my doctors. I go there annually for my doctor's appointments. And one of them was dentist, and I had my teeth cleaned. And the woman that was cleaning my teeth, I mean, it looked like she was in surgery. She had a full gown on. She had gloves. She had her hair tied up. She had a mask. She had goggles. I mean, she looked like she was a nurse in surgery or a doctor in surgery, all covered from head to toe. I didn't even know what color hair she had. She was, you know, one of my new hygienists. I didn't even know what color hair she had. So my point is we all scratch that. I take responsibility for every situation that I've put myself in. It's my fault. If I'm out there and I catch corona for some reason, it's because maybe I wasn't wearing a mask, maybe I didn't have my gloves on, for whatever reason. And quite frankly, if I do ever catch corona, I'm either going to survive it or I'm not. So this extra spin, this extra worry, this extra stuff that we're putting on it is subtracting from your peace and your happiness. That's all I'm saying. It's just to be aware that it is subtracting from your peace and your happiness. This self-responsibility, taking, really being responsible for your own health, your own well-being, medical health, all of that, it comes down to the individual. And an individual, I mean, I know you can blame other people. I know we do blame, scratch the we. I don't blame anybody anymore, but I know there is blame out there. And the blame can't be put on anybody but you. I mean, you can try it, but it's not the truth. The blame, the responsibility always lies with the individual. Now, of course, unless you're a child, or unless you're old, unless you're elderly and you don't have the ability to take care of yourself. But all the people in between, looking out and finding blame and finding fault and being angry, all it is putting you in a different state. Anyway, the topic, what was my topic? Oh, the topic is everything in order. So let me share with you one of the things to practice. If you want to be happier, if you want to feel more peace, if you want to really be rooted in internal peace, a peaceful state of mind, a peaceful state of being, aka happiness, happy. If you really are interested in practicing, one of the biggest practices is trust. I mean, if you're out there worried, then that means that you don't trust. And I had an incident when I was in California, and one of the people that have my cell number hadn't heard from me in, I don't know if it was a day or 2 days. And so they sent me a text, and the text was, are you okay? I just need to know that you're okay. With a sense of worry. And worry, all worry is a lack of trust. That's all worry is a lack of trust. So when this person sent me the text, and I have to say that when people worry, I really don't feel responsible for causing their worry or causing them to stop worrying. So I just sent a brief text back, I'm okay. But this practice of trust, you either trust that everything is in order or you don't. And I don't care how it looks. I don't care what it feels like. You either trust that there are no mistakes in the universe, there are no mistakes happening, everything is in order, or you don't. It's like being pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not. So it always comes back to the individual. It always comes back to the individual and what the person and what you, my dear audience, what you as an individual practices. And if you are worried, and if you are concerned, and if you are thinking that there's something wrong out there, wrong, then all it's really saying is you don't trust. See how everything comes back to us? And it's really empowering. It's very empowering when you realize that everything comes back to us. And when you practice trust, and when I say practice, I mean practice all the time, every moment. And when you practice it, guess what? You'll be able to journey through this life with your shoulders down. Now, listen, trust me, I'm not looking out here and thinking, hey, you know, hey, universe, hey, everything's great out there, universe. I say, hey, universe, do you see what's going on over here? Are you sure that that's in order? Are you sure you want that to are you sure you want that to unfold that way, universe? Are you sure? Are you a universe? Do you see what's happening on over down the block? And then I remind myself, and then I practice more, trust, trust, let go, trust. And my dear audience, listen, I don't know, of course I don't know everyone out there, I don't know all three of you, I don't know everything out there, but I do know that you have evidence. We all have evidence of our past. And we all have evidence that we can point to that says, okay, we went through this, let's say a challenge, a life challenge. We went through it. We got out of it. We got out of it. You know, we navigated through it. And then, wow, I found something that if that challenge didn't happen, I wouldn't be the person I am today. In other words, the challenge, even though it doesn't feel good, and even though we're in it, all in it, and it doesn't feel good in the moment, doesn't mean that there isn't good coming from it. Because everything that is happening to you, for you, around you, is there to serve you. Regardless of how it feels, regardless of how it looks, you trust that the universe is here to serve you. Now, if you don't, then you're going to have a lot of worry, and you're going to have a lot of angst, and you're going to have a lot of questions, and you're going to have a lot of pointing the fingers and finding something wrong. But it comes back to the individual and how much do you trust. So my question to you, my dear audience, is how much do you trust? Do you worry? Are you concerned? Are you even in the future? Are you thinking about the future? Are you? Okay, here we go. One of the practices, the other practice of trusting, is being okay, being at peace, being okay with uncertainty. Are you, and this is a question that only you can answer, are you okay with not knowing? Are you okay with being with not knowing the future, being okay with uncertainty? That is a big one to practice. See, being okay with uncertainty. Now, see, I can't even say it. Being okay with uncertainty. Yes. Being okay with not knowing what's going to happen requires practice too. And it also forces you to let go of this illusion of control, to let go thinking that you have control over anything outside of yourself. And quite frankly, our control is limited other than the mental practice, because we don't even have control. We don't even have control over what happens in our body. I mean, we can eat right, we can eat vegan, we can eat vegetarian, we can not smoke, we can not drink, all of that stuff. But that does not mean that some affliction or some illness is not going to happen. I mean, I had a grandfather who lived to be 102, and he chain smoked for 40 years. He said he smoked for 40 years, and then he quit for 40 years. But with the bacon and the pork and the, I mean, you know, back in the days, we didn't have any organic foods. Live to be 102. So what do you have control over? You have control over what you focus on. You have control over what you practice. You have control over whether you practice trusting or not. You have control over whether you accept. You have control over letting go. You have control over humbling your ego. See, this is the other thing. The ego does not want you to trust. The ego wants you to be concerned. The ego wants you to think that there is something wrong. Oh, there's something. this isn't right, universe. There's something wrong going out here. And let me say that it was one of my biggest practices as a trust, because listen, audience, you don't think that I'm looking out in the world and thinking, something's wrong, universe. But I know what entity wants me to believe that is something wrong, and I refuse to actively, consciously give power to that voice that tells me something is wrong. I refuse. The practice is trusting. The practice is being okay with uncertainty. The practice is humbling the ego. The practice is making a commitment to wanting to feel peace, happiness, contentment throughout the journey. I mean, at the end of my journey, I don't know when it's going to end, but at the end of the journey, I want to be able to smile. And it's not about, and when I say smile, I'm not talking about having regrets or not having regrets. I'm talking about how peaceful have I been on the journey. My favorite quote is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey, my dear audience. It's about right now. It's about this moment. Happily ever after is right now in this moment. Happily ever after is today. Happily ever after is a state of being, and it's a state of mind, and it is a practice. So who's with me? Not a lot. That's okay. I'm going to forge through it. I'm going to keep practicing. Because when I ask the question, is everything really in order? What percentage of the population is going to say, yes, it is? So we're already going against, if you're believing that everything is in order, and you believe that and you trust that there are no mistakes in the universe, and you believe that everything is in order, then know that the majority of the population on this planet does not. So you're going to find yourself alone in your thinking and in your beliefs, because the majority, look out there, panic, angry, focus, back and forth. I mean, I've never witnessed so many people angry at, you have one side divided and another side since O.J. was acquitted of murder. I mean, you got people believing he's a murderer and people that believe he's innocent. I've never seen so much divide until now. And guess what? That's in order to, right? That's in order to the divide, the anger, the pointing the fingers, all of that's in order too. It's a hard one to swallow, but it's the truth. When you trust and you let go and you believe and you accept that everything is unfolding exactly the way it needs to unfold. Growth and change is so uncomfortable, it's uncomfortable and it takes a lot of time. I still think that us as humans, we're evolving. Our consciousness is evolving. So you're either programmed and you're acting and living off of a program, or you are consciously aware and you're witnessing this life and this journey. So it depends on what each one of us, and what do you want? What do you want to experience? What is really important to you? What is really important to you? And only you can answer that. And I'll share with you what's important to me. And I have a few people in the queue. If you want to join the show or ask me a specific question, just press the number 1. and I'll get to you. But what's really important to you? What is important? How are you contributing to the planet? And when I say contributing, I'm not talking about writing, speaking. I'm talking about your personal vibration. I'm talking about your personal energy. Because whatever your personal energy is and whatever your personal vibration is, that's what you are contributing to the planet. That's what you're contributing in every single moment. So if you are worried, then you're contributing more worry to the planet. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. No more judgments, because all judgments subtract from your peace and happiness. I'm not saying right or wrong, but I'm just saying that that's what you're contributing, because we're all vibrational beings contributing to this planet. And I am doing my best. I am practicing every single moment to contribute peace to this planet.
Well, 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 geez Louise, I don't know what happened, but I was disconnected, and then I had to, universe, disconnected, so I had to call back in. I don't know what happened. I called back in on my cell phone, so it might sound a little bit different. I don't even remember where I was, but let me hold on a second, let me move this. Okay, here we go. All right, hopefully, let's see. Hopefully everyone can hear me, or it might sound a little different. It might sound different. But anyway, thank you for staying in the queue. I had everyone stayed on. Thank you for staying on, everyone in the queue. I get disconnected and don't know where I went, and all of a sudden everybody's still waiting for me. Yay! Thank you, audience. Okay, back to, I don't remember where I left off. Let's see. Hold on. Trusting. It really comes back to the individual and how important and how committed you are to wanting to experience. I mean, come on. How much time do we have left? We don't know. I don't know. I know I'm in the third stage. I'm in my 60s. I'm in the third stage. Here we go. I have no idea how much I have left to live. However, I do know how I want to feel. I do know that. I do know how I want to vibrate. I do know how I want to. I do know how I want my energy to feel. I do know that. And do I have that down 100%? I mean, am I in control over that? Not in control over that. You know, I'm like anyone else. All right. The point is, the universe doesn't make mistakes. You either trust or you don't trust. You either trust a little bit and then you'll feel a little peace. You trust a lot, and you'll feel a lot more peace. It's very simple, but harder to practice. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My Twitter is RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime one of these days. And my website is still under, what did they call it, under construction. I have a new website coming out, but of course it's not complete yet. Hopefully within the next
week, maybe two, it will be that the website will be finished. So until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio, The Truth About Happiness, with your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, the only happiness specialist living today. Have a great conscious week, and everything is in order.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. All the spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
All the spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality,
you got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.